我们每个星期都有新来的朋友跟弟兄姊妹。
Every week we see visiting friends and brothers and sisters.
多半都是北方的、南方的、中部的不太多。
Usually we see friends visiting from northern part of China, southern part of China. We rarely have visitors from the central part of China.
今天有两位从湖南来。
And today we have two visiting with us from Hunan.
你们不要觉得很孤单。
Don't feel too lonely.
我太太是湖南人，我也是半个湖南人。
My wife is from Hunan, and I'm half Hunan.
所以特别欢迎你们。
So we want to specially welcome you.
嗯，本来我应该要继续的讲这个提摩太书。
Originally, I was going to continue speaking from the book of Titus.
嗯，假如我要讲的话，又要讲寡妇的事情。
If I did continue with the book of Titus, then I have to talk about the subject of widows.
上一次已经讲过寡妇，假如再讲一次寡妇，可能大家听起来不太惬意。
But not too long ago, already in the sermon, a reference of widows came up, so I didn't think brothers and sisters would be too akin to hearing a subject on that again.
所以主给我一个带领，让我今天来传福音。
And so the Lord moved me to share the gospel today.
我觉得今天这个信息对我个人来讲是很有启发性。
The message that I will share with you today personally was very enlightening to me.
希望听到的弟兄姊妹朋友们也能够有同感。
I hope brothers and sisters will feel the same way as me.
因为时间关系，我们需要快一点。
Because of time today, we're going to move along in a faster pace today.
请我们翻到旧约圣经的传道书。
Let us turn our Bibles to the Old Testament in the books of Ecclesiastes.
我要从第一章十二节一直读到第二章十一节。
The passage is from chapter 1, verse 12 through chapter 2, verse 11.
我们就不用英语重复了。
We will read it. We will read it only in Chinese, so we ask that brothers and sisters to follow along in your own Bibles.
我传道者在耶路撒冷做过以色列的王，我专心用智慧寻求查究天下所做的一切事，乃至上帝叫世人所经历的是极重的劳苦。我见日光之下所做的一切事都是虚空，都是捕风。弯曲的不能变直，缺少的不能足数。我心里议论说，我得了大智慧，胜过我以前在耶路撒冷的众人，而且我心中多经历智慧和知识的事。我又专心察明智慧，狂妄和愚昧，乃至这也是捕风。因为多有智慧，就多有愁烦，加增知识的就加增忧伤。第二章，我心里说，来吧，我以喜乐试试你，你好享福。谁知这也是虚空。我只喜笑说，这是狂妄，论喜乐说有何功效呢？我心里察究如何用酒使我肉体舒畅，我心却仍以智慧引导我，又如何持住愚昧，等我看明世人在天下一生当行何事为美。我为自己动大工程，建造房屋，栽种葡萄园，修造园囿，在其中栽种各样的果木树，挖造水池，用以灌溉嫩小的树木。我买了瀑杯，也有生在家中的仆婢，又有许多牛群羊群，胜过以前 在耶路撒冷众人所有的，我又为自己积蓄金银和君王的财宝，并各省的财宝，又得唱歌的男女和世人所喜爱的物，并许多的妃嫔，这样我就日渐昌盛，胜过以前在耶路撒冷的众人。我的智慧仍然存留，凡我眼所求的，我没有留下不给他的，我心所乐的，我没有禁止不享受的，因我的心为我一切所劳碌的快乐，这就是我从劳碌中所得的份。后来我察看我手所经营的一切事和我劳碌所成的功，随之都是虚空，都是捕风，在日光之下毫无益处。我们一同祷告。
Let us bow our head for prayer.
我们的主，谢谢你话语的提醒。
Our Lord, thank you for the reminder from your words.
求主给我们智慧的心。
Give us a heart of wisdom.
让我们知道什么是我们所该尽力追求的。
So that we may know what we must pursue with all effort.
让我们所追求的是真的存在，不是虚空。
So that we may find and choose to pursue after true existence rather than vanity.
求主的圣灵在这里光照我们。
May you enlighten us today.
我们这样祈求，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们常常听到有人讲约翰福音三章十六节。
We hear often from John 3:16.
我想大多数的人，假如你读过圣经的，或者说曾经听过许多基督徒跟你传福音的，你大概对约翰福音三章十六节一点不陌生。
If you've been to churches, or if you have friends who are Christians, you are probably familiar with John 3:16.
那你简单的讲，就是因为神爱我们。
To put simply, John 3:16 says that because God loves us,
他把他的独生子赐给我们做救主。
He gave us his only son so that he may become our savior.
我们得到了这个救恩的人就有永生。
And those of us who have this salvation, we have eternal life.
我相信很多人都在问，到底这个永生是什么？
I'm sure many people wondered, what is eternal life?
我想很多人讲永生嘛，就是活到永远了。
Well, I think most people understand eternal life as meaning to be able to live forever.
可是弟兄姊妹朋友们，假如你的生活没有改进，你一天到晚都在苦里头，在挣扎，永生是不是你所盼望的？
But brothers and sisters and friends, if we struggle in our lives and we struggle day after day, would you want to continue that struggle forever?
每天天还没有亮，闹钟就响了。
Every morning before the sun rises, the alarm clock goes off.
起来以后匆匆忙忙的吃点东西，就去上班了。
Dig yourself out of the bed and you rush through, brushing the teeth, eating breakfast, and you rush out the door to start the day at work.
假如你有孩子的话，你还先伺候你的。这个儿女。
If you have children, you have to first prepare them and take care of them.
然后匆匆忙忙的要上他们送他们去上学。
Then you rush them to school.
然后你就到办公室去办公。
Then you go to your workplaces and you start your job.
或者到工厂里去做工。
Whether you work in the office or maybe you work in the factory.
我相信我们大家都有这个经历。
I believe we all share in that experience.
你自己做工也好，替人家做工也好，都不是那么让我们享受的时间。
Whether you work for yourself or you work for someone else, working is not the most enjoyable time.
因此上， 长生不老不一定是件好事。
So to live that life and to live it forever is not necessarily a good thing.
这就是为什么在今天的世界上很多人年纪轻轻就自杀。
And that's also why we see today there are some people who are still very young and they commit suicide.
因为对他们来讲生活的久不是一个祝福。
Because for them, to live long is not a blessing.
所以活到得到永生假如只是长生不老的话恐怕不是我们所盼望的。
So to have eternal life, if that merely means to live forever, well, that's not necessarily always good.
因此上我们就知道神应许人的不是无限的岁月。
And so we know that God's promise to men is not merely an endless time.
那圣经上又告诉我们有一个永生。
The Bible describes what this eternal life is.
这个永生被称为是丰盛的生命。
This life is also called an abundant life.
这个是在同样的在约翰福音里头。
And that is also described in the Gospel of John.
是约翰福音第十章主耶稣基督所讲的话。
These are words from John chapter 10. These are words of Jesus.
在约翰福音十章第十节
John chapter 10 verse 10
主耶稣基督说盗贼来无非要偷窃杀害毁坏我来了是要叫羊或者做人得生命并且得得更丰盛
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy I have come that they may have life and have it to the full
所以主耶稣基督说我来不是给你们永生是给你们一个丰盛的生命。
So what Jesus is saying is that I come to give you life, but not just life, but a full life.
这个生命不只是长远，而且内容值得我们羡慕。
This life, not only is it everlasting, not only is it long, but it is a life that is full and it's vibrant.
弟兄姊妹，你知道不知道我们人有三个部分
Brother and sister, do you know that as human beings, there are three parts. We have three components.
我们人有一个身体。
As human beings, we have the body.
我们的人有一个心。
As human beings, we have our heart.
这个心不是我们所说的这个肉体的这个心。
When we say we have a heart,it does not refer to the organ within our body.
讲到一个人心理精神的那一部分。
It speaks to something that is inside a person. The inner person speaks of the person's being. That's what we call the heart of a man.
那个代表你的，除掉你身体之外，你还有一个心，还有一个思想来代表你。
That besides the physical body which represents you,That there is a heart, there are our thoughts that represent us as well.
另外还有第三个更重要的。
There's a third component that is even more important.
圣经叫这个叫灵。
The Bible calls this part of a human being the spirit.
当神造人的时候，他给了人这三样东西。
When God created men, He created us with these three components.
给了我们一个身体可以操作。
We have a physical body in which we can work with.
给了我们一个心，让我们可以去思想，可以去操纵我们的身体。
Gave us a heart so that we can think, and that with a heart and with our mind, we can control this body.
但是按照圣经神给了我们三样东西。
But according to the Bible, we have three components.
这第三样叫做灵。
The third part is the spirit.
这个灵是人跟神 沟通的一样东西。
The spirit is the part of a person that we may use to communicate with God.
所以按照圣经的标准，假如一个人是完全的，他必须要具备这三方面。
And so, according to the scriptures, a person, in order for that person to be a full person, a complete person, that person must consist of these three parts.
就是身心灵。
That is the body, that is the mind, and that is the spirit.
可是弟兄姊妹，我们都知道，人所惯常注意的只是身跟心两方面。
However, as we observed, that most people only pay attention to the body and the mind.
他们总是顾及到身体跟心的需要。
People are concerned with the needs of the physical body as well as the mind.
他们完全不了解灵需要的满足。
Oftentimes, no one understands the need of the mind or how to satisfy, I mean, the needs of the spirit or how to satisfy the spirit.
弟兄姊妹，神赐给人这个灵，是让灵来调度管制人的身跟心。
Brothers and sisters and friends, when God gave us the spirit was meant to be the one in control, over the mind and the body.
身心的需要，假如不知道去界限的话，
the needs of the body and the mind, if we do not understand how to restrain it,
我们的身体，假如要它健康的话，我们必须要小心谨慎的看顾。
If we want our bodies to be healthy, we need to pay attention and be mindful of how to take good care of it.
我们要不断的吸收营养。
We need to continue to take in nutrients.
吸收适宜于我们身体的营养。
We need to take in nutrients that we know will be good to contributing to our good health.
每一个人的身体的需要都不同。
Everyone's body have different needs.
神造的这个事物太奇妙。
When God made things and people in his creation, he did so amazingly.
你在全世界找不到两个完全相同的人。
You cannot find in this world two people who are exactly alike.
他们身体的需要都不同。
Even their physical needs are different.
那他们心里面所想的、所需要的，而且差异就更大。
Let alone talking about their needs and their minds and their hearts, that difference would be even greater.
有些年轻人，你问他，你长大了要做什么？
Some of the young people, you see them and you ask them, you said, what would you like to be when you grow up?
有些把胸一挺，我要做警察。
Some of them, they stand up straight in attention. They say, I'm going to be a policeman.
对这个小孩子讲，警察是了不起的，多威风。
To this little boy, to be a policeman is the greatest thing, is the most proud thing that he could think of.
你要问另外一个，说你长大了以后要做什么？
You ask another, what would you like to be when you grow up?
他说我长大了要做杀猪的。
He says, I want to grow up to be a butcher.
因为他喜欢吃肉。
Because he likes to eat
meat. 他这个杀猪的人呢、啊，一杀就是一大个的头猪，那是太好了。
A butcher knows how to take apart an animal, so if I were to be, if I want to do what I like to do, I want to be one who can take apart the animal and I have all the meat that I can eat.
所以我们的身体，我们的心是不知道怎么样子节约，怎么样子去运作的。
But naturally, our bodies and our minds do not know how to restrain themselves so that it would be good for themselves.
原因就是因为这个人的灵不满足。
And the reason why that's the case is because the spirit within the person is not satisfied.
除非你的灵满足了，你的身心就很难满足。
Unless your spirit is full and is content, your bodies and your minds will not be content and satisfied.
很可惜的，从古到今，人所追求的是身体跟心的需要。
Unfortunately, for the human race throughout history, what we see is people chase after the needs of the body and the mind, try to satisfy them and try to have contentment in these two parts. They do not know, but they do not know how to do so.
我们在世上所追求的无非是衣食住行、爱情、地位、尊荣等等等等。
In our lives, what we pursue after are not things aside from what we wear, what we drive, where we live, what we make, our reputations, and our position and authority and power in this world.
结局是什么？
What's the end here?
不满足。
Dissatisfaction.
这个世界上真正满足的，好像自己真正知道满足的，可以说是太少。
If we look around the people in this world, there are only few people we can see who we can say are truly content with themselves.
所以我们刚才读的所罗门的那些话，他那么有钱，那么有势力，要怎么样就怎么样。
So we read earlier the words from King Solomon. He is the most wealthy person. He has everything this world can offer to him. Whatever he wants to do, he can do. Whatever he wants to have, he can have.
我要再读给弟兄姊妹们听，他第二章第十节所讲的是什么。
I want to read again from chapter 2, verse 10. This is what King Solomon said.
凡我眼所求的，我没有留下不给他的，我心所乐的，我没有禁止不享受的，因我的心为我一切所劳碌的快乐，这就是我从劳碌中所得的份。
I denied myself nothing my eyes desired. I refused my heart no pleasure. My heart took delight in all my work, and this was the reward for all of my labor.
这个世界上从古至今，除了所罗门之外，没有一个人能够讲这样子的话。
Throughout this world and throughout human history, no one else speaks differently than what Solomon spoke here.
他是王，他又是那个时候世界上最富有的一个王。
But nobody could be like him because he is the most wealthy king in human history. No one could have compared with his splendor.
圣经上告诉我，在所罗门的时候，银子算不得什么。
The Bible tells us that during the time of King Solomon, silver is nothing.
他宫廷里头，他的住的地方所用的一切的器皿都是纯金的。
Everything that he used in his palace, whether it is for construction, for the building, or for any of the furnitures or utensils, everything that is used by him are all made of pure gold.
他不知道有多少的仆人啊，这个男仆人、女仆人。
His slaves and servants, both male and female, are numerous to count.
他是王，他是太平时候的王。
He was a king, and he was a king during peacetime.
他不需要治理国事。
He never needed to tend to anything within his nation. He never needed to pay attention to its affairs.
那些事他都不需要去担心。
He had no worries.
他所担心的只有一件事。
There is only one thing that was on his mind.
就是什么，怎么样子我能够快乐。
That is, how else can I find happiness?
我想今天世界上，从古至今，没有一个人能够像所罗门这样子。
I don't think anyone in this world, even through history, can be like Solomon.
你有了大堆的金银，你不是王。
You may have tons of gold and silver, but you may not be a king.
你是王，但是你是个小国的穷国的一个王。
You might be a king, but maybe you're a king of a poor, small, little nation.
没有一个人可以讲我眼睛所求的没有一样东西我不留给我的眼睛的。
No one can truly claim, as Solomon did, to say, I deny myself nothing that my eye desired.
我要享受的没有一样我不可以实现的。
And that I would refuse my heart nothing, I would refuse my heart no pleasure that I desire.
所以要讲的身心的满足，所罗门应该没有任何的问题。
So if we were to talk about the contentment and satisfaction of the body and the mind, we can say that Solomon lacked nothing there.
这是所罗门最后的一个结局，所谓是他的一个结论，就是虚空的虚空，捕风的捕风。
But we do see that for Solomon, after considering his life, his conclusion over and over again is these are all meaningless and they are chasing after the wind.
原因就是因为他的身心是满足了，他的灵没有满足。
The reason is exactly because while his body and his mind have been satisfied, but his spirit was empty.
所以他的结论是虚空的虚空。
That is why his conclusion is meaningless, meaningless.
我还记得40年前我回去台湾去奔丧，因为我的伯父去世了。
I remember 40 years ago, I went back to Taiwan because my uncle had passed away.
那么在回台湾之前，当然我心里面有很多的感想。
Before I went to Taiwan, of course, I had lots of thoughts going through my mind.
我是一个穷学生，跑到台湾去读书的。
I was a poor student. I went to Taiwan for schooling.
在台湾七年一直都是穷学生。
The 7 years I spent in Taiwan, I had always been a poor student.
然后我能够靠着奖学金到美国来留学。
Then, with the help of scholarship, I came to the United States to further my education.
现在我觉得虽然是奔丧，但是也好像很风光的能够回到原来啊，我读书的地方。
So I thought to myself, while the reason for my trip to Taiwan was to attend the funeral, but I thought to myself that I had made a pretty good living. So as I returned back to the place where I spent as student, I would consider myself returning with as a successful man.
我离开了台湾17年的第一次回去。
That trip I took to Taiwan was the first time in 17 years since I left Taiwan.
弟兄姊妹，你们假如从台湾来的，请不要忘记，我回去台湾的台湾，跟你现在回去的台湾是完全不同。
Well, there may be some of us here today who are from Taiwan. Just remember, the Taiwan that I went back to is not the same Taiwan that you go to these days.
我回去台湾，因为我的伯父突然去世了。
My trip to Taiwan was for the reason of attending the funeral of my uncle who died suddenly.
那么我伯父只有一个儿子，这个儿子啊，这个脑筋不是顶正常，所以我回去就等于在儿子的地位来替他主持这个丧礼。
My uncle had only one son, but he wasn't exactly right in his mind. So I went back to Taiwan, and my responsibility was acting as the son to take care of all the arrangements for the family.
在台湾，我伯父也算是小小有名。
In Taiwan, my uncle was somewhat well known.
他是个法官。
He was a judge.
他是高等法院的首席检察官。
He is an official in the Supreme Court of Taiwan, and he was the district attorney.
那么
or the attorney general.
所以在这个他追思礼拜的时候，来的人很多。
So during his funeral service, there was quite a turnout for the attendants.
整个的殡仪馆的墙上，包括屋顶上，都是人家送的匾。
So you walk into the funeral home, then inside, around the wall, even on the ceilings, was full of flowers and notes from people that knew him.
对于一般人来讲，啊，生荣死哀呀。
For most people, if you can go with such remembrance and turnout of people, most people may say, well, he lived well and it looked like he died well.
可是在几分钟前，我刚刚在那个帘子的后面看到他的身体。
But a few moments ago, behind the veil, behind the curtain, I saw the dead body.
四十年前，台湾的殡仪馆还不知道怎么样子啊，跟那个死人打扮。
In the back then, 40 years ago in Taiwan, the funeral homes do not take steps to prepare the body.
现在你就是看死人的话，他脸上跟你啊搞得啊至少干干净净的啊，睡在那里好像很安详一样。
Today, if you were to attend a funeral, you know that they prepare the body. They would put makeup on the person, and so that at least the person seems very peaceful and is as if the person was asleep.
我所看到的，我伯父的身体那一天，这个棺材里头，连这个旁边那个把它这个垫起来的那石灰袋子都没有。
When I saw my uncle's body back then, they had no preparation for the body. They didn't even have any limestone or anything to prop the body up.
脸上的胡子都没有人剃。
No one took care of the mustache or the beard that he grew before he passed away.
所以在丧事之后，我的伯母跟他结婚六十几年，我的伯母。
So after the funeral service, my aunt, who's been married to him for over 60 years,
他跟我讲，他说让我去看看这个，我们家里叫二大大，说让我去看看二大大的脸好不好。
My aunt came and asked me after the service, she says, can I go and see your uncle?
我说你不要看。
I said, I told her, I said, you better not.
看到你会很难过。
Because if you saw him, then you would be very sad.
二大大死前在你的记忆里头有许许多多的那种相片，比你要看到的这个身体啊要漂亮得多。
I said, all the memories you have of uncle, all the pictures and the photos you took with him, all of those are much better memories to keep than how he is now.
我的伯母就坐在车子里的哭。
So my aunt stayed in the car and wept.
六十年的亲爱的婚姻，他们从来我没有听到他们吵架过。
60 years of a beautiful marriage that they had, as far as I know, they never argued.
神的时间到了，你就必须要分离。
Well, when God's time comes, you have to part.
那许许多多的匾，上面写的简直都是歌功颂德的那些东西。
Outside on the walls, all those flowers and all the well wishes and all the notes that you can see are praises of all the things and the great things that he has done and what a great man he had been.
那些话都是这空话。
But all of those words were empty.
对我这去世的这伯父可以说没有一点好处。
None of those things that are written had any benefit for my uncle who passed away.
我再想想自己。
Then I thought about myself.
在离开台湾之前什么样子，现在回到台湾又是什么样子。
How I was when I was in Taiwan, how I am now that I returned to Taiwan.
当我送我伯父的棺材到坟场去的时候，
as I send my uncle's coffin into the burial site,
他们把棺材放在一个 truck 上面。
They put the coffin on a truck.
我想那个 truck 大概至少有五十年那么老了。
I think the truck probably is a 50-year-old truck.
然后又把一个乐队挤在那个 truck 上面。
Then they put a band on that truck, on that same truck.
然后留了这么大的地方就给我。
And they have only a very small space for me.
我还不能站了，只有跪在那个地方。
I couldn't stand up. There wasn't even room for me to stand, so I had to kneel on the truck bed.
所以我就跪在那个硬邦邦的那个 truck 上面，叮叮咚咚在山路上走了差不多半小时才到坟场。
So with my knee on the truck bed, driving up a curve, drive up a small mountain road, bouncing all the way, so finally got to the burial site.
我心里在想，我是这样子的一个葬礼，有什么可以让人去心里面满意的
？I thought to myself, how can a funeral service like this, how can this be an end that anyone can be happy with or be satisfied with?
我相信当时那些参加婚礼的人心里面有很多很多的感想。
I thought to myself, I'm sure that everyone who attended that service probably all had some thought to themselves.
我相信最主要的一个问题就是这个人现在到哪去了。
I think the most important question that people may be wondering is, where is this person now?
弟兄姊妹，我知道我的伯父在什么地方。
Brothers and sisters, I know where my uncle is.
因为他是一个灵掌管他的生命的一个人。
Because I know that my uncle was a man whose spirit ruled over his body and mind.
他从小就信主。
He came to know the Lord Jesus in his youth.
因为我的祖父死得很早。
Because my grandpa passed away young.
我的伯父十几岁就要在外面做工养家。
And so my uncle had to work to make money for the family in his teenage years.
一个真正的影响他一生的。是他的岳父。
And so the person who really had the greatest influence on him was his father-in-law.
他的岳父是个传道人，是个牧师。
His father-in-law was a preacher, was a pastor.
他没有轻看这个年轻的穷人。
He never looked down upon this young poor boy.
他想法子给这个穷年轻的人找工作，然后把自己的女儿嫁给他。
He helped this young poor boy to find a job and later on even gave the hands of his daughter to this boy.
所以我的伯父一辈子都是耶稣耶稣耶稣就是耶稣。
So my uncle, throughout all his life, Jesus was always on his mind and is always in his words, in his speech.
所以弟兄姊妹。我的结论就是，一个灵不满足的人，他终究是没有办法满足的。
So, brothers and sisters, my conclusion is that anyone who is not satisfied in the spirit, whatever satisfaction he or she may feel that they have, will always only be temporary.
因为神造人的时候就是如此。
Because that is the way that God created man.
他在每一个人的里面给了一个虚空的感觉。
In each and every single person's soul, there is a sense of emptiness.
是要人能够因此而寻找那个满足。
Because of that, it will urge the person to seek out what can satisfy them truly.
我们要读一节圣经。在新约的以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn our Bible to a passage in Ephesians chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中， 他叫你们活过来。
第几节？
第二章第一节。
以弗所书第二章第一节。Okay, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins.
中文加上了叫你们活过来。
And in the Chinese translation, there's an additional translation that says, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, adding, but now you are alive.
弟兄姊妹，死在过犯罪恶中的是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what was dead in transgression and sins?
是你的身子，是你的心。
That is your bodies, and that is your soul, that is your heart.
所以，一个死的人，他没有办法能够跟神接触。
And that is why a person who is dead will have no means to communicate or to interact with God.
因为他给你的那三样东西，身心灵，那个灵是死的。
Because the three things that God gave you, the body, the mind, and the spirit, but the spirit is dead.
为什么不信的人他对神一点兴趣都没有？
Why is it that someone who is not a child of God have no reaction to God?
对于属灵的事情一点兴趣都没有， have no... 而且常常带着很轻视的那种啊这个态度来批判。
And that they would have nothing to do with God, they will have no interest of things of this salvation, and not only so, oftentimes they will be severely critical of God or anything that has to do with God.
因为这个人只有身体，只有心是活的啊，完全在追求世界上的东西，灵是死的。
Because the only thing that is alive, that is alive in this person is the heart, it's the body, and it's the mind.They enjoy everything that the world can offer, but the spirit is dead.
一个临死的人跟神中间是不可能有来往的。
A person whose spirit is dead will have no means to interact with God.
我刚才一开始就讲到，灵是神给人让他可以跟神交通的这个工具。
I've already mentioned that the spirit is what God gave to a person so that the person may interact with him.
所以一直要等到一个人的灵活过来了，你才能够开始有这个能力来了解神的事情。
So until a person's spirit had come to life, then that person will have the capability to come to understand the things of God.
我跟弟兄姊妹讲过好多次，我36岁才信主。
I mentioned to brothers and sisters many times that I came to know the Lord Jesus when I was 36.
在这一段时间以前，我是绝对反对基督教的。
Before that moment, I have been extremely opposed to Christianity.
对我来讲，基督徒都是蠢人。
To me, every single Christian is a fool.
所以我自己很自负。
So I had always been very proud of myself.
一直等到有一天，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神让我的灵活过来了。
Until one day, brothers and sisters and friends, when God caused my spirit to be alive again,
我一直到今天，我都记得，当我的灵活过来的时候，我这个人是什么样子的感觉。
Even at this very moment, I can still remember vividly how I felt when my spirit became alive.
几个月的时间，我觉得我的身体不是在地上走路，我是在天上飞。
For a month, I felt that when I'm walking on earth, I wasn't walking. I felt like my body was flying in the air.
世界上再没有其他的东西能够捆绑我。
There is nothing else in this world that can bind me.
我是个 绝对自由的一个人。
I had become truly and completely free.
啊，我觉得神所创造的人都是极端的可爱。
I felt that every person that God created was lovely.
所有我从前的一切的恩怨都不再有了。
All the hatred and all the interpersonal relationship issues that I had with anyone were gone instantly.
亲爱的朋友们，你们曾经有这样子的经历吗？
Brothers and sisters, friends, have you ever had this same experience?
你觉得这个世界太可爱。
You felt that this world is just beautiful.
你觉得你拥有整个的宇宙。
You feel that you own the universe.
你觉得所有的人都是可爱的。
You feel that everyone is lovely.
你在不对任何的人有任何的恩怨。
You will no longer have any reason or feelings of hatred towards anyone.
弟兄姊妹，我是个十分十分这个就是所谓英文叫 stubborn 的这么一个人，
固执、顽固。
Yeah, 顽固。
Brothers and sisters, I am an absolutely and completely stubborn person.
但是当神让我的灵苏醒起来的时候，我真正的领悟到一个活人的一个真正的境界。
But brothers and sisters, even though that is who I am, when I experience the revival of my spirit, when I know that my spirit became alive, my experience tells me that I have changed. The way I see this world and the way I see people is completely different.
我很坦白地跟弟兄姊妹朋友们讲，我自从那一天那个时辰开始，我就一直活在天上。
But then, sister, to tell you the truth, and really being honest with you, from that very moment, I knew that I lived in heaven.
一直到今天，我还是觉得我太自由了，太享受了。
Even at this very moment, I feel like I am truly free. I'm so free, and I'm free of any burden.
对我来讲，世界上的东西有没有一点都不重要。
To me, the things of this world, it's great that I have them, but it's also fine that I do not have them.
我还能够再活几年，或者说明天，甚至于等一下出去就碰车出了事了，人就离开这里，对我来讲都是一样。
Maybe I have a few more years to enjoy in this world, that'd be fine. But maybe at the very next moment, maybe when I leave the church, maybe get in a car accident and I'm gone and I leave this world, I'm fine with that as well. There's nothing that I lack.
对我来讲，是再没有其他的东西比我今天跟神同在一起的这个感觉更美更可爱。
There is nothing that is more important, more lovely, more precious to me than what I have with my Lord Jesus Christ.
这是因为神恢复了我的灵。
That is because God restored my spirit.
所以我常常跟弟兄姊妹们讲，不要只是好像听着人家讲你做个祷告就可以得救了。
So brothers and sisters, friends, that's why I remind everyone often that don't listen to people who says, if you want to be a Christian, just make this prayer.
一个得救的人是一个灵从死到活的一个过程。
A person who is a Christian, a person who is saved, that experience, that transformation is from death to life.
你假如没有经历到灵的复活，你不是一个真正的基督徒。
If you have not experienced the revival of your spirit, you're not a real Christian.
因为你的灵必须要活，你才能够跟神沟通。
Because if you do not have a live spirit, you cannot communicate with God.
假如你现在还是受你的身体、受你的心的管制，你还不是一个真正的基督徒。
If your life is still under the control of your body and your mind only, you're not a real Christian.
你问问自己， 你从早上醒过来到现在，你脑子里在想些什么？
Ask yourself, from the moment you woke up today till now, what are the things on your mind?
你想到灵里面的事情，还是只想到你的身体，你的心？
Do you think about your spiritual needs? Or are you only concerned about your physical or, needs or the needs of your mind?
其实我想讲的很多，但是下面要掰饼。假如说是再讲下去就没有时间了。
I actually have so much more to share on this, but time is up and we have to have our communion service.
我只是提醒我们在场的弟兄姊妹跟朋友们。
I am here reminding our brothers and sisters as well as our friends.
我们的灵必须要复活，然后才能够活在神的世界里头。
Our spirit must become alive in order for us to live in the world that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天很多基督徒灵没有活。
There are way too many so-called Christians today who still have a dead spirit.
所以他不觉得他需要跟神祷告。
So they feel like there is no need to pray.
他觉得自己已经够了，我要做什么事，我自己做就是。
They think that they have already whatever they need, so if they want to do something, then they do it.
他所有的这个一切的计划都是这个着重在他的身体跟他的心里面的思想。
The plans that are made are always only focused on the needs of the body and the needs of the mind.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹朋友们，要知道灵是要活的。
So dear brothers and sisters and friends, we must recognize that we have to have a spirit that has been revived.
灵不是自己要活就活。
But the spirit cannot come alive because we tell it to.
刚才我们读以弗所书，记得不记得？他叫你活过来。
We read in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, right? It is God who causes us to be alive again.
所以你要认识神，不是你在找他，他老早就在找你。
So you want to come to know God? Well, it is not up to you because you're seeking, but it's because He had already been waiting for you.
你应该在神的面前对神说：“神啊，你在找我，我在这里，请你讲。”
We need to stand before God and say, God, I recognize that you're looking for me. I am here. Speak.
不是说是好，我从现在开始决定做基督徒。
It is not to say, okay, now I have decided that I will be a Christian.
弟兄姊妹，我们谈的是生命的事情。
Brothers and sisters, we're discussing an issue about life.
生命不是做出来的，生命是生出来的。
Life is not something we do. Life is received through birth.
只有神给生命。
And only God can give life.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你要做神的儿女，你要有生命，你必须要来到神的面前跟神讲，神啊。我要你给我生命。
So brothers, sisters and friends, if we want to be a Christian, if we want to be a child of God, we need to come before God and we need to say to Him, God, I want that life from you. Please give me that life.
神跟人中间只有一个阻碍。
Between men and God, there is only one obstacle.
有这个阻碍，你就接近不了神。
So long as that obstacle exists, then we cannot reach God.
这个就是罪。
And that is sin.
因此上，假如你要认识神，你必须要在神的面前把罪的问题解决。
And that is why if you want to come to know God, you need to solve the problem of sin.
当你的罪一去，你的灵就活过来，你就很自然的就成为神的儿女。
When sin is dealt with, when sin no longer has an effect on you, then your spirit will be revived. Then you will have that true life. Then you can live before God.
到那个时候，你就会对自己讲：“哎呀，怎么我从来没有想过这些事情，现在都想起来了。”
Then you will also realize and recognize, how is it that I never knew or know of these things in life, but now I know it all.
怎么从前我那么自私？
How come I was so selfish before?
想来想去都想到我我我。
Why is it that whatever I'm concerned with all have to do with me, me, me?
从现在开始，我一想就要想到神。
But from now on, every time I think of something, I'm thinking about God.
因此我所想的都是他他他。
And so now, all that is on my mind is he, he, he.
他要我怎么样？
What does he want from me?
这是我该走的路。
Is this the path I need to take?
不是我要怎么走。
It's not what I want to take.
他要我如何走。
But how does he want me to go?
可是你的灵若是没有苏醒，你无法知道神的心意。
But if you do not have a live spirit, then you will not know the will of God.
所以这个步骤，先要除罪。
So there are steps. The first is we need to solve the problem of sin.
然后神就会让你活过来。
Then God will give you life.
一旦你跟神的路通了，你就会知道神的心意是如何。
Once the path between you and God is open, then you will come to know the heart and the will of God.
你只要做一件事。
There is only one thing you need to do.
就是在神的面前承认你是个大罪人。
That is, you'd recognize before God that you are a great sinner.
你的问题就是不认识他。
Your problem is because you do not know him.
因为你的灵是死的。
Because your spirit is dead.
所以求神让我们的灵都能够复苏。
So our prayer is that God will revive all of our spirit.
这样子你就能看到一个完全不同的世界。
Then you will see the world that is completely different.
你就会看到一个不同的你。
You will see a different spirit.
You.
Or you will see a different you.
怎么搞的？从前我那么爱这个，现在怎么不爱了？
Before, this is all I know, this is all I love, but now it holds no interest to me anymore.
从前我在努力要做这个，要做这个，要做，做不到。
Before, this is what I want to do, I want to be like this, but no matter how hard I do, I can never do it.
如今怎么这么容易我就可以做了？
But today, how is it that I can be like this so easily?
因为你跟神中间已经不再有隔阂了。
That is because there is no longer an obstacle between you and God.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
谢谢主，让我们有这条路可以回到你的面前。
Thank you, Lord, that you gave us a path that we can return back to you.
求你让我们更看重我们的灵。
Help us so that we may place more emphasis on the needs of our spirit.
因为只有在灵里面我们可以跟你交通。
Because only through our spirit may we commune with you.
我们谢谢你赐给我们这个灵。
We thank you for giving us the spirit.
谢谢你在我们认罪悔改之后，你让我们的灵能够复苏。
We thank you that after we repent of our sins, after we confess of it before you, that you cause us to live again in our spirit.
愿今天在场的人，他们的灵都能够复醒。
May the spirit of each and everyone who are here today be revived.
我们这样祈求，靠耶稣基督圣名。
In this prayer, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.